Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are live in the Cambria Gallery on 7th. It's a showcase studio, and this is WCCO Radio. Hi, it's Sean Williams. We thought for our last hour, and by the way, we're streaming this on Facebook, and I'm wearing a ridiculous ensemble.
It is.
We are wearing a bunch of my friends from the Canopy Group gave me the long sleeve black zip up, and then Jim Cunningham came by. He's always promoting It's a Wonderful Life, which we broadcast on WCCO Radio, and I get to be part of the show. And so he gave me the T-shirt, so now I have the white Christmas T-shirt over the black Canopy Group zip-up. And if you'd like your sponsor to be seen here on Facebook, make sure you you come on by. It's cheaper than advertising on WCCO Radio, I'll tell you that. And by the way, we do have salespeople here who will be happy to take your name and number.
Yeah, they're mad at you right now.
Come on by. We're here all the way until 6 o'clock. It is so nice to see Chris Callis, who has done so many great things for this radio station over so many years. And Chris, come here for a second. I didn't plan on doing this, but just come here for a second. Because I would say we're taking this last hour in the Cambria Gallery to talk a little bit about what WCCO Radio means to the community. And the community means to WCCO Radio. By the way, this is my last hour on WCCO Radio this time. Mm-hmm. I said that about 15 years ago, and then I came back for 5 years. So you may not have heard the last of me yet. But I will be moving with my family. Brenda just sent me a text quite literally moments ago, saying the last truck left.
So nice. She must be relieved.
And that house.
It's sad. I know it's sad, but Brenda's relieved.
Empty.
Do you see how much her husband's helping? He's sitting here in the gallery with all his friends. She's back home slaving away, packing up the house. I'd want to kill him.
You wonder why I'm leaving.
I love you. I love you too, John.
I'm going to miss you, JG. So I will say this just as, you know, you kind of look backwards at all of the things that we've done the last 4 years, or I've done over the last 20 at this station, because I had a 4-year tour and a 5-year tour with 15 years in between. One of the craziest things we did was when Donald Trump decided to run for president, and I said, there's no way he's going to win, and if he even becomes the nominee, I will wax your camper. Mm-hmm. That was a funny thing, I thought, when I said it. Turns out Donald Trump won the nomination and the presidency, and so to honor that, I said, okay, we'll wash and wax campers.
We did.
That was ambitious, because you don't know what that means when you tell people in 39 states on a 50,000-watt clear channel station, a CBS-owned and operated property, and throughout the world on the internet, that you will wash their camper if they come by the day after the inauguration. And so we prepared for everything. And we got the Salvation Army volunteer. It's a charity of my choice. You showed up in a sundress. Talk about not coming to pack, by the way.
I didn't say that I was going to wash them.
So there's that. But I had on myself. But the burden of that fell to people like Lindsay Peterson and Shannon Konepke, who green-lighted it. But at the end of the day, we all knew Chris Callis is going to have to do it. Right. I'm going to scoot over here where Chris is sitting. So, Chris, what was your job with the station at the time?
Director of Marketing and Promotions.
What are you doing now?
I am now the Director of Corporate Partnerships with Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever.
Wow.
Run you out because of the camper promotion?
No. Just a fantastic opportunity to help with Habitat and working in the Habitat organization. But it probably was the camper promotion when I came from Country Jam working for our Buzzin' station. And the day before, it was raining. So my hair product got in my eye, and I woke up the next morning, the day that I needed to come and set up the car wash, and my eyelid fused to my eyeball. So I opened my eye and I thought I had dirt in my eye. So the whole drive from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, to Shakopee, I was driving with one eye shut, and it was watering.
You scratched your cornea, which is the single most painful thing a person can do. He's
driving
with one eye to the remote. It's 172 degrees that day, and we need to do things like, you know, get brushes for tires. And that was your day. While you were there, what happened?
So while we were there, you know, we had all of these wonderful RVs and participants come in, and with all of those funds going to the Salvation Army. But by noon, I just couldn't bear the sun and the heat any longer, and then had to go see the eye doctor. But the team was fantastic, and it was great to see everybody rallying.
Didn't you get stung by a bee that day, too?
I did, but...
A bee stung him in the face, too.
So
that was this man's day. He did not say a word about it.
No, I never heard
didn't know about
any of this.
Yeah. Jordana couldn't find the right nail polish. It was all we could hear about.
It was so tragic
but
for me that day.
You, sir, went above and beyond the call of duty. So our loss has been whose game?
Pheasants Forever and Quail Forever.
That's quite the organization.
Thank you, Chris.
How about a friend? A round of applause for... Nice of you to come back.
Well, thank you, John. I wanted to come by and say goodbye and thank you for everything and see the great folks here at CCO and CBS. I couldn't be happier to have worked for such a wonderful organization and company and now for a new next chapter of my career. So I'll always have a spot in my heart for you and for WCCO. Yeah. So.
Well, and you know, that's kind of where I am right now. I mean, thank you, Chris. So it's sort of like, you know, you can work for any radio station, mm-hmm. but when you work for CCO, you work for Minnesota. You work with a family of people.
True.
And so that's why it's just been so, you know, difficult for me. The station I'm going to is terrific. It is the WCCO of Illinois, and my family is there. It's where I interned when I was in college, so I have some roots there as well. But it was not an easy decision to make, that's for sure. They're paying me $6 million a year, too. And
so there's that.
That was part of it. I told Lindsay, if you could get to 5.5, I'll stay. But it just it wasn't going to happen. Those numbers are silly. That's not true. We're going to do the Bright Side of Life segment, as we always do. By the way, Jim Cunningham, why don't you come up here and say hi to us for just a second? Because
you're here.
I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this now because you'll get plenty of airtime towards the end of the season. But Jim Cunningham is the guy who does the voice of so many things. Like if Jordana Green or Dave Lee are well-known voices in Minnesota, you may be the best-known voice in Minnesota. Would you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't. But it was very kind of you to say.
Twins games?
Yes.
Wild games?
Yes.
Corporate speaking throughout the Midwest?
Sometimes.
Radio shows?
Once in a while.
You do It's a Wonderful Life at the St. Paul Hotel every year for how many years now?
This will be 12. Yeah. This is the 12th Christmas at the St. Paul Hotel.
We're going to do this on CCO again? I hope so. Yes, okay. It's been decided.
Well, I have money for you right now. I guess I'll take it out of my wallet.
So everything's good with you and family?
Things are great. And I just got a text from Governor Dayton. They are turning your moving vans around at the state border. It's just your national treasure. You belong to us here, and we're not going to let you go.
He line item vetoed is what he did. He said the funding for the moving vans no longer exists, and so now that's not going to be paid.
Well, we're going to miss you.
Yeah.
You're a huge part of that show for us, and on behalf of the St. Paul Hotel and the cast of It's a Wonderful Life, we're very, very sorry to see you go.
I would come back and do it. I mean, heck. Let's not say that my voice has been heard or seen the last time. If Lindsay would have me, or maybe he wouldn't, but you would, I'd come back and do it again with you guys.
Yeah, you get no argument from me. I'll come down and get you myself and drive you back.
Jim Cunningham has been a great friend of this radio station and state. Nice to see you, Jimmy.
Nice to see you. Godspeed.
Got a lovely family, and he's just like a very talented person who, a long time ago, let me be the voice of the Minnesota Twins. I did some of the public address announcing, and I would get stuff wrong, which you're not supposed to do. Makes you appreciate the talent this guy has. We need to take a break.
And Jim's still friends with you, so you didn't
I know it. It really is nice. You know how Susan found Vladimir Putin saying, "Don't worry, be happy"?
That's a great mashup. Yeah, we're going to play that for a long time.
Well, let's just play it right now for just a second. So DJ's upstairs. We're in the Cambria Gallery on 7th on WCCO Radio. This is John Williams.
Come see us.
But yeah, come on down. But this is this is formerly of the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Bobby McFerrin, who was on our show What's that? No, I think it was St. Paul. Susan is saying it was Minneapolis. I think I said Minneapolis. I wikied him, and I think he was St. Paul. Yeah. Okay, so Bobby McFerrin from the Twin Cities had this as a hit. Go ahead and play a little of that, DJ. I think you can. No?
Here we go.
Here it is. Remember the song? How many of you know the words to this song? Just to show you what an international hit it became for Minnesotans, Vladimir Putin knows the words to this song. And I was whistling it for you guys a little while ago. Uh-huh. So when asked about the United States pulling out of the Paris Climate Accord, all right, DJ, now you got to play the second soundbite for us. It's just weird. CBS did this at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. They said, when asked about the U.S. no longer participating in the Paris Climate Accords, Vladimir Putin spoke in English. Mm-hmm. I thought, oh, wow, good for him. He speaks English. You know, we struggle with our own language. Don't you hate it when the rest of the world knows more than one? And so this is what Vladimir Putin said.
Don't worry.
That, honest to God, is a quote from Vladimir Putin. Mm-hmm.
And it's perfectly timed to the music, though, by the way.
Okay, so here's the mashup
right
of Bobby McFerrin's hit song and Vladimir Putin.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry. Be happy.
What a great way to end civilization, right? If we're going to cook the planet, let's go out with a song in our heart.
It's troubling. Yeah.
It's about 20. In fact, it is. It's 5:20. Back in a minute on WCCO. Don't know where it is. Yeah, well, we are back on WCCO Radio.
See, you don't. You
hey,
don't
thanks
know.
For the pizzas. Come on down. We've got Aurelio's pizzas yeah. here. Ooh, that
we
stuff
have to
is good.
Get some up to DJ in the studio, though.
Oh, that's
so
right.
Save
DJ wants
slices.
Some pizza as well. Yeah. This is John Williams. This is my last hour from the WCCO Radio Studios on WCCO. The moving van pulled up to our house today, put all of our stuff in a couple of trucks, and off it went. So this is kind of our little swan song. If you are streaming or watching us on Facebook, we are streaming live on Facebook right now. You can watch and see and say hello to us. Dave Schultz came over here to say hi to us. Dave, come on up here for just a second to visit with us. This is like the, it's nice of you to show up here, Dave Schultz, the law professor at, what's the place that you work at
again? An astronomer.
Oh, I'm at Hamline University in Political Science in the U of M in the law school.
Yeah. I knew that something about my introduction to you had changed, and so I wanted to make sure that you got that right.
All right.
But here's one of the nice things that I remember about Dave, and that is that once I hear you on the radio all the time. I see you on TV all the time. You're great with us. You're great with Chad and Dave and Jordana. I don't know many people who have as much exposure as you do in the Twin Cities and got their own regular radio show on
sure.
WCCO.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked you about that one time. I said, you ought to be getting paid for this, or you ought to, I don't know. It's just amazing that you are so generous with your time and your expertise. Mm-hmm. And do you remember what you said about that, what your sort of MO was about all of that? Because I do.
Okay, I think what I might have said to you is one of two different things. One is I either view it as an extension of teaching, or B, when I came out here 30 years ago, the University of Minnesota paid my freight to go to graduate school, and the people of Minnesota were so generous in terms of basically paying for my tuition and that. This is my way of paying back the state.
That's what I remember you saying.
Wow.
And I don't know many people like that, but you just felt like you wanted to give back, and that's what you do via CCO.
I do, and I really do find it as an effort not only to give back, but also to try to really educate people, because in some sense, many years ago, I used to do overnight Saturday night with a person named Brad Walton on CCO, who was a wonderful person who passed away a few years ago, and he used to describe it as the 50,000-watt classroom,
yeah.
And I always liked that description, that I can reach more people in a day when I come on your show than I can in a classroom, and that's great, because as we know, with what's happening nationally, internationally, and locally, sometimes you need people just to sort of say, well, here's what we actually know, and sort of separate the stuff out.
Can I ask you a legal question then?
Of course.
So the president says that he wants to find a way to keep James Comey from being able to testify. He said he has some sort of presidential authority over that. Do you know what I'm talking about, and what's your thought about that?
Well, I do know that, but at the end of the day, if Congress subpoenas him, he is compelled to Comey. He's compelled to show up and testify. Now,
president can't override that somehow?
Not as far as I know. Not in the constitutional law that I know.
Well, there's only one constitution, right?
I think there is, at least for the United States.
But these things are subject to debate. I mean, there are interpretations. That's why you have a Supreme Court. But it would be extraordinary and maybe impossible, you're saying, for the president to keep the former FBI director from. He said that that would sort of violate some sort of privacy or privilege that he and the FBI director had.
No, at this point, first off, if he were still working for the federal government, you know, let's say he was still the FBI director, Trump might have some control over him in terms of saying that as your boss, you know, I don't want you to testify. Still then, Congress is going to win in terms of a subpoena. But now that he's not working for the U.S. government, Trump has almost no control over him. What Trump's trying to invoke is this concept called executive privilege. This is what Richard Nixon tried to invoke, 30-some years ago, and the U.S. Supreme Court overruled him and said that any claims of executive privilege, privacy, are overruled by the needs to investigate criminal matters into the executive branch. You know, I rarely tell my law students that there are cases that are perfect precedents for something going forward. U.S. versus Nixon may be a near-perfect precedent in terms of how Trump is eventually going to have to turn over materials to Congress or to a special prosecutor in terms of an investigation.
And yeah, that would include Comey's testimony. He can't do anything about that.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Now, Comey can, of course, refuse to testify in terms of maybe claiming, you know, Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination, although I see no reason why he would do that.
No.
But Comey could try to refuse to show up. But again, if he's compelled by subpoena, he has to show up in the same way that any of us would have to show up if we were subpoenaed.
I kind of get the feeling he wants to show up. Don't you get the feeling Comey wants to?
Yes, I think he's praying for a subpoena.
He's standing outside waiting for pizza right now, and he wants to tell us everything.
That's right.
But if he were still the FBI director, would the president then have some sway?
He would have a little bit, but still at the end of the day, if Congress is requesting him to appear before a committee or the entire Congress to testify, can't prevent him from doing that.
But then even then, we don't know how that would play out. I mean, it might not, it would still be a he said, right? Trump will say, I said or did this, and Comey will say, I said or did that. There are no tapes of this, so it's just going to be one man's word against the other. Comey famously takes notes after his meetings. I suppose we should all do that, just because if you're an FBI director or the president, it might help you to have that. So it'll be his memory and his notes against the president's.
Correct, but I would say, you know, I worked in local government back in New York where I'm from, and I would say that almost at every major sort of meeting that I took place in, and I did some kind of law enforcement stuff, I always took notes, I always kept information. And so those notes are going to help in terms of a he said, she said. Plus, I think one of the more damaging testimonies was about a week ago when former CIA Director Brennan testified before the Congress. I can't remember which was House or Senate now, I'm forgetting here. And he said that there was that Trump had asked two high-level CIA agents to basically discredit the FBI. We're starting to get a lot of sort of additional evidence that seems to be supporting what Comey is saying.
Can I just mention one more thing to you about state government in Minnesota?
Sure.
So, you know, I'm going to Illinois, and Illinois has the exact opposite financial situation that Minnesota does,
right,
where Minnesota can't figure out how to spend its surplus. They can't figure out how to pay their bills.
Hey, Illinois is ready to go bankrupt.
Yeah. Their credit rating is going down, and I thought, well, then I'm in. That's where I want to pay taxes, right? Because they're going to raise taxes there, too. So this is the thing, though. I almost feel like shame on Minnesota. This should be easy. You have a surplus. Mm-hmm. You have intelligent, well-informed legislators. It should not be as difficult as we are making it. And then the governor says, fine, I will defund the legislative process in this state. I guess he has authority to do that, although they want to sue him now.
Well, first off, we're a long ways from a 1973. It was a Time or Newsweek cover. Governor Wendy Anderson's holding up the big fish, you know, and it says the state that works. We are no longer the state that works very well. I mean, we've had two, if not three, shutdowns in the last few years. Special sessions are the norm. We're fighting it out in court all the time. We have something incredibly dysfunctional going on with our state government. Now, here, in terms of the governor's line item veto, yes, he has an ability to line item veto lots of things, but he doesn't have the authority to be able to line item veto and shut down the legislature.
Yes.
He does not have that authority, so his line item veto has to give. On the other hand, the reason why he had to do that is because the legislature has been violating another provision of the Constitution, which is called the single subject clause. And so they're And so we have laws, our constitution that goes back to the 19th century that says in order to prevent shenanigans, that's not the word, but I'll use that word. In order to prevent shenanigans, you can't sort of pack bills up, lots of different things. They're violating that with impunity. Governor is stuck now with the only tool he has, line item veto, in terms of trying to prevent a government shutdown. It's sort of a constitutional pox on both houses at this point.
Aren't you disappointed?
I am hugely disappointed. Now, as a professor, I love this. These are great. These are great case studies. But as a citizen, I'm embarrassed because again, I come back to that. If Wendy Anderson were still around, and we wouldn't be holding up that, he couldn't be holding up that fish saying the state that works. You know, we're supposed to be a state far better than the one that you're going to in terms of government. Yeah. You know, in terms of a state that works, supposed to be clean, efficient, orderly. And again, if I go back over the last 20 years, I mean, it seems to me that the recurrent story all the time is what? Special session. Another special session. Gridlock. Government shutdown. Fear of government shutdown. That's not the way to run a state. And somewhere out there, it's not just simply a problem about the Constitution. It's a problem of what? Leadership. Basic leadership in terms of leaders not being able to figure out how to work this stuff out. I don't want to say they're acting like six-year-olds because we expect more from six-year-olds.
No, wow. That's a good line. We'll close on that. Dave Schultz, my friends. Nice to
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for coming by and making the 50,000-watt classroom that is CCO so entertaining and helpful.
Thank you very much. And remember, call me when you're down in Illinois if you ever want to do anything, too.
Yeah. Good. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, yeah. You'll be busy. They're a mess.
Yeah. No kidding. Thanks, Jordana. Thanks for mentioning that.
So good luck, John.
So I want to do the bright side. We need to take a break. And you and Susan were talking on the Facebook stream. We are live on Facebook right now about just some of the true pleasures of working on the John Williams Show.
Yeah, they really are.
And so maybe you've got some dish to share after the news. The news is coming up on CCO.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Holy cow, we're on the radio.
Are you sure, John?
I'm pretty sure that music fading means it's time for us to talk on the air.
We
took a commercial break, and then the news break, and then...
And you're just eating pizza.
And Aurelio's pizza arrived. Handsome husband is here.
That's right.
As much as you have heard about Jordana's handsome husband... he is here. Rashini is here. Rashini Rajkumar is here,
uh-huh.
who sometimes calls in. Come up and say hello to us, Rashini. The famous Rashini Rajkumar is here. She is. Sit right there, Rashini, and then I'll walk over. You and Jordana share that microphone.
Here, honey, you hold this one.
Yeah. Okay.
Rashini, what's on your show this weekend?
Oh my gosh, it was great hearing Professor David Schultz because we have Representative Frank Hornstein and Representative Tony Albright, so both sides of the aisle. And I just decided, I got the idea listening to you and Professor Schultz, I'm going to have Professor Schultz call in kind of in the middle as a surprise and give us a reality
check. Straighten him out,
yeah.
Slap him around a little.
John, can I just say that I want to just tell you that you are a class act, and as someone who's been a broadcaster now for almost 20 years myself, you know, early stages of me getting my show here 5 years ago, you were always just the guy. Not only would you just be cool when I'd see you at the station, but you would call in during my show.
I call in on a lot of the shows.
Like, he texts and calls in.
I call in on Jordana's show. That's how desperate I am to get on the air sometimes.
Questions, right?
I keep telling him to stop, and he won't stop. He keeps calling in, and I always love it. I always do.
The thing that's so cool about it is I think I just felt really honored that someone of your stature in radio would be listening to my show on Sundays from 12 to 3.
I think our weekends, your show's great.
Well, thank you, but I just want to say that just early on, you were in with me for so many reasons, but that was really classy. And I and my husband wish you just so much luck.
What a nice thing to say.
You're going
to
be just amazing in Chicago, one of our favorite towns. Hopefully we can come and have drinks with you guys.
Yeah, come on down and visit sometime.
So thank you for being just a very loving and lovable colleague.
Lovable. Well, that's... I don't get that a lot, so I'm going to go ahead and use that again. Thank you,
And I'm
Rashini.
Sure everyone's seen you now, but you're also good-looking for a radio guy.
Yeah,
very
really.
Good-looking.
Duh.
Very handsome.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
People are shocked, in
Thanks,
fact.
Thanks, Rashini. It's
They're
nice
shocked
to see
when,
you.
When we go on location at how handsome you are and that I'm not obese.
That's usually the first thing that happens.
Yeah.
Like at the state fair, I'm usually standing on the rail, you know, on our little stage there, and then there's a line over here, and that's Sparkles who's entertaining all of the people.
That's not true.
So
Well, John always makes fun that I wear sequins to work. He goes, sure, you're wearing sequins. I said, well, it's Monday, so I wear, you know, I that's what I do, so I didn't want to disappoint.
We are live streaming this on Facebook. If you want to see, just go to Facebook.com. Make sure you like WCCO Radio. Watch the live stream. We have, what a time is it, Jor? We got about,
we've had a lot of fun in the studio.
19 till.
Some of my favorite, it's 19 till. We got to do the bright side.
Well, let's finish your stories.
One of my favorites was during the Olympics. John would come up with these insane bits for us to do in the studio. So, for example, it was like Olympic volleyball was happening.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
He goes, okay, Jor.
Sorry, Laura, if you're listening.
Let's get a ball. And then when Laura is doing the news, she's the net. So we'll just volley over her.
That was fun.
And then eventually it'll hit her in the head, and she'll get really mad, and she'll give us a dirty look. And for a minute, I was like, that's a great idea. But then I thought, Laura is going to hate that idea.
Yeah,
that
because that's how it played out, by the way. That is kind of what happened.
And that's exactly what happened. But Laura, to her credit, thank God for Laura Oakes.
Didn't miss a beat.
She did not. We smacked her in the head, and she took that ball, and she spiked it. And she goes, oh, looked, and just stormed out of the studio. She was spot on.
I was playing my part.
And we did synchronized hosting. We have a clip of us synchronized hosting with the mics and our papers and our computer. It's fairly hilarious.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of plans.
Yeah, we've actually been doing more of those things of late, like the live streaming that we're doing now. Some of the things off the air like that were fun. I think that a lot of the things that I'll remember most that were fun on the air are some of the bits we did with the amazing Susan Blanche, our producer, because when little Billy and Mrs. Johnson preview a football game or talk about the Vikings, that's Susan. And this is the thing that Susan Blanche
She's also
do.
Not Michelle Bachman.
She's not She's not Michelle Bachman.
She's Mrs. Billy.
Mrs. Johnson.
Mrs. Johnson. And she's the lady from Super Duper Airlines.
Super Duper Airlines. All of those distinct voices, she's characters, and personalities
hilarious.
Are all Susan. And this is the joy of having it. This is how lucky we are to have Susan Blanche on the staff at WCCO. It's been my great fortune to work with her for many reasons, but this is just one of them. She'll do the bit, and then she'll go, how was that? And we'll be in production. I'll go, she needs to be crankier, or she needs to be softer. And she'll go, which way? How? And I'll go, well, like in the middle part, if she could just come down an octave or something. It's like literally that specific, and then she does it.
She is a true thespian.
And it works. I know it. I know
she
it.
Is.
I mean,
she really
and,
is.
And, you know, here's
I'm
what happens.
Serious.
When a lot of times when you're at a production studio and you're doing some wacky radio bit, you hear it in your head, but it's sometimes very hard to execute.
Right.
And Susan is like in there with me, mm-hmm.
which is
not
a hard
a good place
to
be.
Get to, yeah.
Okay, all together now.
You don't want to be in there all the time.
And the other thing that I'll just say thanks to Susan and you for is that I can get a little distracted sometimes.
Really? I hadn't noticed.
And
anything shiny appears.
And I don't know why that is, but... I come to it honestly, right? I'm trying to do a lot of things. We're really trying to do it well. And then somehow or another, something will happen and I get off track.
I get that.
You guys are patient and really keep the show on the track. So
we do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
She drinks at home. Yeah, really. You drive
right.
us to it.
So all of this kidding around. And by the way, Joey Prusak right over there. Mm-hmm. Just a round of applause. He's been on our show many times. Joey is the young man made famous for a kind deed he did at a Dairy Queen that he worked at one day, and then he had a number of jobs afterwards. He's always been a delightful, bright, positive part of our show, including a brief stint as my sports announcer, and he was terrific at that. He now works for Hennepin County, and he is going to have a bright future either for the county, the city, or pretty much anything he wants to do. I have not met a more delightful, responsible, just fun, engaging guy than Joey Prusak. Nice family, too. So, Joey, thank you for being part of our show all of these years. We need to get to the bright side. Michael Adams is here. Hey, Michael, come here for 1 second. Hurry up. Run up here. I'm going to throw you on, and then I'm going
to
throw you off.
Because we need to get to the bright side.
You were just on the air with us the other day. How are you, Mr. Adams?
I'm very good. I heard there was free food.
We have some Aurelio's pizza here.
That's why I'm here.
When the Minnesota Symphony Orchestra went to Cuba, this man called in with daily reports. He's been an integral part of the orchestra for years and years and years. His wife is as accomplished as he is with St. Paul's side, and then you have the Minnesota side here, the Minneapolis side. It's one of the great musical families in the Twin Cities. And he's, just to show you how serious the best musicians in the world are, he has the same injury that an NFL football player would have. He injured his, what was it?
Rotator cuff,
and can no longer play his instrument. But he's still involved with the orchestra.
Temporarily, right?
No.
What?
It's kind of a career-ending retirement sentence, yeah.
I'm sorry.
But happened about a year ago, yeah.
But he's been a great friend to me and Brenda and to the show, and like all of these people you're hearing today, a great friend to the state of Minnesota.
We're going to miss you. I don't know how we're going to get along without you.
Yeah, I'll bet you will. Nice to see you. Okay, let's do the bright side. So here's our little musical theme for the bright side. It goes like this. You can text 281-807. You can call 651-989-9226. All right, now sing along here in the studio. Everybody goes, always look on the bright side of life. Little ditty we've been doing for years, and it works every single time.
It does.
My favorite calls have been people who will, while ice fishing in the dead of winter on a frozen lake in northern Minnesota, out of range and not even listening on their phones, but they're having a good time, and they think, I'll bet back in the Twin Cities, they're doing the bright side right now, and they call in and they're part of it. It's such a generous thing our listeners do. They've called in from all around the country on the bright side.
In fact, John, on the line, we have somebody who is from another part of the country.
Okay, hi, you're on WCCO. What's your bright side?
How you doing, John?
Who's this?
This is Hammer the Beer Guy.
Hey, it's Hammer the Beer Guy.
My bright side today is I finally parked that beer truck, and I'm sitting on the patio having a beer.
Oh, Hammer.
Are you in Arizona or are you in Minnesota?
I'm in Arizona, John. It's 98 degrees, and I am having a cold beer.
Nice. Best
of luck to you. It's been a pleasure talking, and good luck.
Thank you, my friend. We'll visit again another day. Kind of chatty this time, wasn't he?
He didn't just say driving a beer truck because he knows it's your last
bright
side.
That guy calls in. We've only met him once.
Right. He's the white whale. He shows up at the fair, gives me a hug, and then disappears into the crowd.
But for years, he would just call in saying, I'm driving a beer truck. And I thought, what a perfect line. Who doesn't want to be driving a beer truck?
But how great is it that he's drinking the beer now?
I know, really. Really, that message was not lost on me, but thanks for going back to it. So now, not just driving the truck, he's having a beer with us today.
You
want to
go
Hammer.
In the crowd? You have the wireless. We can switch.
Let's do it this way.
We can switch.
Jordana, you take the
and
wireless.
We also have some texts and some calls.
Read a couple texts and then work the room. What do we got here
okay,
on the
Okay, wait a minute. Look at the calls, Jor. Read the text and then work the room. What the heck? You work.
This is true. This is so true. It is so true.
John, my, let's see. Tracy from Howard Lakes is going to my granddaughter and grandson's dance recital. My bright side is I love the bright side. Buffalo Wild Wings, Sally Smith. I don't know what that means. John, you're an amazing radio announcer. I will miss my friend on WCCO. Best wishes. Know that you will be the bright side of many lives in Chicago.
That's nice of them to say.
So nice. Let's see. I'll miss you even though you were wrong most of the time.
I get that a lot. I've been meaning to work on that.
Deb from Kenyon, my bright side. John may be leaving, and I am sad, but it will all continue. Jordana's still here. Happy summer and happy life, John.
Yeah, no kidding.
So nice. Bob is on the phone calling in on the bright side.
Okay, I'll take Bob. You work the room. Hey, Bob, you're on WCCO. Thanks for joining us. What's your bright side, Bob?
Hey, John, you're the person that came to my birthday party out at my house and ran into all the strange people.
That was a really weird thing, Bob.
Yeah, my bright side is that you did come out and do that, and we got to meet you, and we thoroughly enjoy your work.
It's nice of you to say, Bob. Thank you for calling, and thank you for letting me crash your birthday party.
You're very welcome.
Hey, Bob, do you still have that train set in the basement?
I do. Come on over.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, bye.
I was complaining on the radio one time that nobody invites us to parties. You ever get the feeling on a Friday night everybody's having a good time, you're not, you're just sitting there? I think everybody else is sitting at home on Friday night and that we all need to call each other and invite each other over. And I was making that pitch, I was thinking that big thought one day, and a guy calls in and goes, well, my birthday is this weekend. And it was like right before Christmas, you want to come to my birthday? And I said, yes, thinking, oh, crap, now I've got to do that.
You did.
And so I did. I never met this guy. And I walked in, and there's like a whole bunch of people there. And I walk into their kitchen going, hi, I'm here for a birthday party, and I don't know you. And so it was kind of awkward. And they said, well, welcome, John. Come on in. And
did you bring a present?
I don't think I did.
That's why you don't get invited anywhere, John.
They got weirder then because I said, you know how like you're kind of like, whew, I could use a drink, you know, like just kind of cut the action a little bit. I said, they go, this party's dry.
Oh, boy.
I go, oh, yeah, no. Oh then we went down to his basement, and he has the most fantastic train set you've ever seen.
Cool.
We played with his train set. It was a great time. What's this lady want to say?
Linda's over here.
Hi, Linda.
Hi. Well, I'm going to steal the bright side for everybody here. Happy to be here for your last hour on air, John. We're really going to miss you.
That's nice of you to say. It's been fun. Thank you. It really has been. It really has been. This is a good way to end our little show on CCO, at least the John Williams version of it. Hey there, fella. What's your name?
I'm Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I've been listening to you for years. And Jordana, I think you guys are great. I enjoy your program, and we'll miss you a lot. I think this is an excellent replacement right here.
Right there, Jordana
right here.
Green.
Are my bosses watching?
Yeah, no kidding. Watching, this is your dad. What are you talking about? Kidding me?
Thanks, Dad.
It is not your dad, you're sweet. That's nice of you to say. You know, it's nice of you to be here because you sit in a box, and you talk with your friends, and you don't know what's on the other side. And when you hear from somebody like you, it makes it that much more worthwhile. We have to pause. It's 8 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for WCCO's Traffic and Weather Together on WCCO, sponsored by Wicks and Jewelers, just off 35W in Bloomington. So, DJ, join us on the air here for our last little goodbye and tell me how much time I have left. I think I'm over my clock.
Ten seconds. You got 10 seconds left, John.
We want to thank our sponsor, Aurelio's. A round of applause for Aurelio's. Lindsay and Shannon, thanks for letting me say goodbye this way. Keep listening to WCCO Radio. It is Minnesota, and it always will be. The news is coming up on WCCO.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.